Time now for your letters. Our ethicist, Randy Cohen, has drawn some fire for his opinions on wage parity. He told Joan Hess of Arkansas that the neighborhood kids doing odd jobs around her house deserve the same wages as her adult employees. And listener Gary T. Spanier writes, I take strong exception to Randy's PC bunk on age discrimination in the workplace, albeit the neighborhood workplace. For the fair compensation of household chores, one could safely assume that the underpaid youths are probably still living at home under the patronage of good old mom and dad, while the overpaid adults are more likely to be self-supporting and therefore have vastly different needs. It's called the free market, Mr. Cohen, and within it, wages tend to rise with age and experience. Krista in New Hampshire agrees. She writes, it's common in the workplace to pay people doing the same job different wages based upon the number of years of relevant work experience that they bring to the present job. Rebecca Woodworth of Meadville, Pennsylvania, caught our segment on seals and whales, and she wrote in to say that seals are not the only creatures that can distinguish the calls of killer whales. The audio clip of mammal-eating whales frightened our cat nearly into fits, while the calls of benign fish-eating whales had no effect on the cat whatsoever. And as you know, of course, the sound of the can opener produces rapture from a cat, no matter what kind of can is being opened. Send your comments, questions, and cat stories, if you'd like, to watc@npr.org. That's watc@npr.org.